CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The search for the gunman who murdered the CEO of United Healthcare in New York City this week is expanding.
Senior officials say this is now a multi-state manhunt, which means additional jurisdictions along with the FBI will help in the search. Police have put together a portfolio of more than 200 images of the suspect, detailing a rough timeline of his arrival to New York outside the Hilton Hotel during the shooting and his route fleeing the scene. Key pictures have also been distributed to major police departments across the country. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
No motive yet for the murder, but it's triggered online reactions expressing frustration with the health insurance industry. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
If you are finding your claims to be denied, first of all, you should collect all of the paperwork you can to make your case. Review very carefully the statements that are sent to you, what the issues are. See what your doctor can do to start in terms of filing an appeal.
Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield has backed off a controversial plan to limit the amount of time it would cover anesthesia costs while patients are undergoing surgery. Northern Californians are still on guard for aftershocks after yesterday's 7.0 earthquake that triggered a tsunami warning. Not that everyone heard about it the usual way. KCBS's Matt Bigler is in San Francisco.
The city's outdoor emergency sirens remain offline. Money set aside for security upgrades went elsewhere during the pandemic. The city did send out vehicle-mounted megaphones to warn people about the possible tsunami, and emergency officials say residents should sign up for mobile alerts.
The jobs market bounced back last month. Employers added a better-than-expected 227,000 positions. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it'll factor into the Fed's decision on whether to cut interest rates again.
This report does give the Federal Reserve something to chew on. The reason is that it is showing strength in the labor market, and that strength can sometimes translate into inflation remaining higher for longer.
The Fed meets in 2 weeks. CBS News has learned President Biden is considering pardoning select Trump rivals to spare them possible prosecution in the future. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
We're told that names of individuals have not necessarily been discussed specifically with President Biden, but they have debated whether this would be a good idea with him.
It may be true. Still, the UK's Royal Mint is honoring Paul McCartney with money and a special collector's edition. One coin will feature King Charles on one side and the Beatles legend on the other. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. It's a $3 billion expansion in Kenosha County for Eli Lilly. The pharmaceutical company is adding on to its Pleasant Prairie facility to boost production of diabetes and obesity medications. It'll create 750 new jobs. Construction is set to start next year. A Kenosha High School student appeared in court remotely yesterday after being charged with bringing a loaded gun to school. Prosecutors are trying to transfer the case to adult court. The 16-year-old remains in juvenile detention, facing multiple charges, including making terroristic threats. Racine County voters will head to the polls on December 19th for a special election to choose a new county executive. The election features candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Early voting options are available. And Burlington has their big Christmas parade today. It'll lead to road closures in that downtown. The parade starts at 6:30 and ends with the mayor lighting the Christmas tree in Wemhoff Square. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Lions win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Ford Field in Detroit, where the Lions beat the Packers again last night, this time 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell gambling on fourth down and converting to kick the winning field goal, leaving no time on the clock for Green Bay to score.
I just felt like we needed to end it on offense, you know, and I did not want to give that ball back, and I believe we could get that. I believe we could convert, you know, and I trusted that old line, and they came through for us.
The Packers fall to 9-4. Could they face the Lions again here in Detroit in the playoffs? Quarterback Jordan Love.
That's one thing that we just got to continue to take it a week at a time, like we always talk about. Obviously, we got a couple games left here, and you know, we're trying to finish on the right note and win out these last couple games and handle business, take one game at a time, and obviously, we'll see what happens postseason time.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College hoops, Marquette host Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30 at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
WRJN. 1, 2, 3.
Just 17 when they recorded that song in February of 1963. That means that she's 78 now. I did the math.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. Gonna take that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down cry 400 years.
News, timeless hits, and local sports, too. Badgers count as local sports. They're playing their next game against Marquette tomorrow. And yes, of course, you can hear the game. Every single dribble. Here on WRJN.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho-ho-ho!
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's the fourth day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Happy 8 Collectibles at Southridge Mall. Your stop for toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and the second annual Happy Con next weekend. From December 13th through 15th at Southridge Mall, enjoy vendors, gaming, and celebrity guests like WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle on the 14th from 11 to 6. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
The
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run.
Harvey coming up at 12:05 with the rest of the story. But for right now, let's get an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Whittles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Whittles. The Kenosha High School student accused of bringing a loaded gun to school appeared in court remotely yesterday. Prosecutors are looking to move his case to adult court. The teen, who isn't being named, faces charges including making terroristic threats and having a firearm on school grounds. The judge ordered the student to remain in juvenile detention, citing the seriousness of the offense. Christmas is coming, and so is that special election in Racine County. Voters in the county can go to the polls Thursday, December 19th to cast ballots in the race for the Racine County Executive. County Clerk Wendy Christensen and businessman Ralph Malicki are running. The county is reminding people normal voting operations are in effect, and that means the opportunity to vote early. To find out more about making a plan to vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. Pearl Harbor is being remembered in Racine tomorrow. Post 310 of the American Legion is hosting a free chili dinner for veterans and the public. That'll be held at the Veterans Center on Main Street. The event gets going at 6 tomorrow. And Burlington begins with its big tradition this afternoon. Some downtown roads in Burlington get closed mid-afternoon in anticipation of the Christmas parade.
Cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They seek the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. Thank you.
WRJN. Before Sonny met Cher, he was a songwriter. He co-wrote this song. Tiffany person anyway who did I Think We're Alone Now. Here's the original from TJ, Tommy James on WRJN. Children behave.
That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
Still the one that I wouldn't switch. We're still having fun.
Timeless Hits. Orleans did Still the One on WRJN. Question, how many number ones do you think Simon and Garfunkel had? I mean, big act, right? Influenced a lot of acts that followed them. Simon and Garfunkel, how many number ones? The answer is 3. Sounds of Silence, Mrs. Robinson, and the song that is coming up a couple of songs from now, right after Sonny and Cher. This Simon and Garfunkel song was their biggest number one. Number one for 6 weeks. But Sonny and Cher first, and then the biggest Simon and Garfunkel number one song they ever had on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
At Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36th and 6th Street in Waterford.
Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1, Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services Incorporated and X-Golf team up for the annual Holiday Toy Drive. Bring a new unwrapped toy and spread holiday cheer to local kids. Celebrate with Santa Claus, festive fun, food, drinks, and a swing on the cutting-edge golf simulators. Also, don't miss out on the X-Golf gift card sale, simulator package specials, and lesson package discounts. Learn more at xgolfkenosha.com and stop by the lounge off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1 at X-Golf.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long. I don't care with you, I can't be wrong.
News, timeless hits, and a lot of number ones. That song by Sonny and Cher, number one. And so was this one for 6 weeks for Simon and Garfunkel. No other Simon and Garfunkel song spent 6 weeks or more at the number one spot. 1970, WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
So kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. You see?